In the third chapter of Revelation, starting with the 20th verse, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath the ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Then if you'll turn over into Romans, the 4th chapter, and start with the 20th verse. And this is speaking about Abraham here. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now here he's speaking about Abraham, and it said he was, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Well, what we read to you there in Revelation is a promise from God. And you and I, do we really believe the Word of God? Do we really believe what God said? Can we do just as Abraham did, take God at His Word and be fully persuaded that God's able to do? Right there He said, He was able also to perform. Therefore, it was imputed to Him for righteousness. You and I, if we're ready to believe and to trust God and take God at His Word and see and know beyond a shadow of any doubt just exactly what God has promised to you and I, that He's able to do it. Oh, how easy it is to believe God once we surely put our faith and trust in Him. But if we don't know that God is here, if we're not sure, we can say all we want to, "I believe," but it ain't counted for nothing. Why? We're not even sure of what we're believing in. But today there's all kinds of people, they're not willing to tell that Christ really come and died for them or for the sins of the world. They don't believe that that can really change a man, but yet they want to believe that when it comes down time for them to die, that they're going to be able to go to heaven if there is one. Well, you and I, if we have faith, we don't say if when it comes to the things of God. We know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God does exist. I don't have to say I wonder if God can or if He does exist or if He can perform what He promised. Why? Because I know He's there. I know He's real. And that He promised. I know that He will do what He said. And the only question is whether me and you are going to be part of those that goes into heaven. That's the only question. Not because God isn't able to do what He's promised, but are we going to reach out and take hold of that promise? Are we going to believe Him? And if we do, you'll find that that promise is open unto us. And you know, you think, right there it said, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne." You know, when the devil comes at us with anything to try and tempt us, if we get a picture of us sitting down with Christ at His throne, what is there that the devil could put in front of us that could tempt us and draw our eyes away from such as that? You know, though I am a old man and my dad is dead and gone, I can still remember what it felt like as a kid to go and crawl up in dad's lap. I can remember what it felt like to have them big old hands reach down and pick me up. And oh, how tall he was. He was 6'6". And oh, how high that seemed to me that he brought you up off of the ground. Well, what is it to say about how high
God can lift you. I want a difference He can make in your life. If you truly get your mind and your heart upon it, it's better than any mom or dad could ever make you feel more secure. Oh, that was one day I didn't have to worry about. I can remember as a kid going with dad to play with, and he heard from a dog running, and it scared me. Dad just reached out and took me up. I didn't give a dog wondering about that. Well, he's going to bite that slave. I just knew I was high. That dog was going to get me. You and I, it's wonderful to know. No matter what it is, it comes in life. It will just be what God wants it to be. It will just wrap ourselves into the love of God. Be there with God to center our life. We don't have to
be afraid, but we can know that God will protect us and provide all that we need here in this life to overcome every trial, every temptation that the devil sends our way. You know, people, when they quit believing God, is when they get in trouble. You know, I can remember a few times in my life when I thought I was grown up enough that I could do things. And just like when I was out with Dad, we was walking in the woods or something, we'd come up to a stream and Dad wanted to pick me up and get me across. And I thought, no, I can jump and step on these rocks and get across all on my own. And you know, eventually I got to I could. But the first few times I tried on my own, I usually ended up getting wet or falling down. Why? Because I just didn't want to take the help that was there, that was being offered. God is able to help me and you each and every day of our life. And if they're being offered, and if we don't have it, it's because we're rejecting, we're refusing to accept the help that God gives. You know, when the burdens and the storms of this life come, if we will just humbly take them to the Lord, He said, I am your burden bearer. Isn't that wonderful to know? When the load is too heavy, we've got one that will help us to carry it. We've got one that has promised us that He's not going to leave us here and we can be with Him there. If there's any leaving done, it's us that's doing it. Why? Because God's just on that straight and narrow highway to heaven. And if we leave that, we leave God. But if we walk that, God is there to be with us. And you know, the wonderful thing I like about it, no matter what we face here in this life, no matter how great the storm, how great the trial that comes, we'll just reach out. We can find that that hand is there to lift us up over it. Like that poem, when the man at the end of his life, he looked back and he seen, well, there was two sets of tracks through his life in the sand. But when he come to all the hard places, there was only one, and he went to Aspen. How come that there was only one when he needed God the most? And God told him, that's when I picked you up and carried you. It wasn't him that was leaving the track at that point. It was God and you and I today. That's what God has promised us. If we'll look unto it, that He's our burden bearer. He's the one that will lift us above the storms and the trials of His life. I can remember Dad talking about when he used to work at Aberdeen Proving Ground. Down there on the power line, on the towers, there was some evil that built sails. And when the storms would start coming in, the old mother eagle would be right there on the bed, covering it up to protect the head of the Lord. But in the mail, he would begin to circle and go higher and higher and higher. And after the storm passed by, here he'd come back down. He was just in dry as could be. Why, he flew above the storm. Well, God has made that for me and you. When it gets to the storm, it's too great for it. He can take us above it. You and I here in this life, there'll be a time.
that they go so high. Oh, the trials are so great. I'm almost throw up my hands and quit. But when you look to the Lord who has the power and is able to deliver,
we can find that his promises are real and we can still take hold of them. And just as Abraham fell, he was not looking for the things here in this life that I guess you'd say most people would find so interesting, so attractive, so irresistible. But he was looking to the things that was just so far beyond what this world had to offer. You know, you'll find that when he picked, he gave Lot the choice for him. No matter what Lot chose, Abraham would go the other way. And, you know, that was, I guess you'd say, showing the heart of Abraham of just how, I guess, how he favored somebody else above himself to give him that choice. And I'll take what's left. And no doubt Lot thought what he was choosing was going to be the very best. But it ended up it wasn't. And what it boiled down to was not that Abraham did not make a choice of, I guess you'd say, the most fertile land, but Abraham made the choice to be with God, the one that provided for him. And you and I, here in this life, we make the choices that we need to make that keeps God in the very forefront of our life. Everything else is going to take care of itself. Whether it's riches here or what, doesn't make any difference because all of that's going to be left behind. What you have laid up for you on the other side, it's going to make a world of difference. You know, I've seen this thing down there. It says, which would you rather have? $1 million today, or somebody tell you they'll give you a penny today and for ever, for 31 days, they'll double it every day. So that means today a penny, tomorrow 2 pennies, it goes on. Which would you rather have? Most people probably say $1 million. But if you take that penny, you end up with, I think it was 5 days. And that sounds impossible. But when you see the math that they had it wrote down there, it works. It's far more to take that penny and double it every day. Because after a while, it starts getting pretty big. And each one of us, you know, that's the way God is. People look a lot of times and they see something so small. But they don't see how that the blessing of God just doubles and doubles and doubles. Where it gets to, it's worth more than anything that you can ever have in life. You know, how great a blessing is it when you have a child that in the middle of the night or whatever has something happen to it to where it needs some emergency care in a hurry and you're a long way from any place to get it. To know that you've got a God that you can call upon that's able to do everything that's needed to where you don't have to go anywhere. He can take care of it. And you know what peace that is. And what comfort to know that we've got one, that his promises are true. And you and I, you know, we can look around at the things here in this world and we can say, well, I just don't know whether that I can really overcome the things that in my path or not. Well, if we put God first, we can. We can find when we wake up in the middle of the night, in our thoughts begin to trouble us because of whatever it is in life that we're worried about. And we start praying and talking to God and truly believing God and laying it in His hand. First thing you know, it's daylight. And you went right back off to sleep and slept through the night. Because there is no sense in worrying about something if you've put it in God's hands, is there? No sense at all in worrying about it if we truly believe God. Abraham, he believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Do you really believe God? Do you really believe in what God has told you that the promises are real? You know, I've had people that act like they didn't believe in God just because nobody could explain to them where heaven was. Well, I don't, that's not something that I worry about because God just told me that when my life was over and this world was over, I could go to be with Him if my heart was right with Him. So why should I care where it's at? All I need to worry about and care about now, do I have God in my heart now? And if I do, then I know that other is going to take care of itself. And each one of us, what we read to you, listen to that in Revelations again. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. That's a promise from God. Do you really want it tonight? Is that something that is your desire? If God has knocked upon your heart and let you know that you need Him, why not step out and try God now? Each and every one of us, we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know, you know, how sure life is. Carol and I went up into a tower the other day, 230 feet tall, and on this one side it was glass as she's going up in this elevator. I'm a little scared of heights, all of you know that. Well, the first story or so, I guess you'd say, is just going up. I could stand there and look out, but I found myself backing up the higher it got. Wasn't no more chance of me falling out, but it just didn't feel as comfortable standing there as it did back farther from me. Well, you know the wonderful thing I like about with God? I don't know. He said in the Bible that as they seen Him go, that's the way He was come again in like manner. And we'll go up to meet Him in the cloud. It makes no difference. At that day, there's not going to be any fear of heights or anything on anyone. Why? Our eyes is going to be upon Christ. And you and I today, the devil, you know, back when I was in sin and I was, I guess about 17, 18 years old, I was in church. And altar call was being made, and boy, I was feeling under conviction. And to show you how sly the devil is, and how stupid man is, when I began to feel like I was lost, and there was no hope for me, the devil, there was a woman sitting just about a bench or so up in front of me with a little baby. And he said, well, if the Lord comes back, you just hold on to a baby. You'll be all right. Because babies is going to grow. They're perfectly in. But do you realize the strength of the strongest man in the world would be nothing on that day? He could not prevent a child of God from leaving this world, and he could not go with them. If you want to go, the only way to go is through and by Christ. And you know the wonderful thing about it, no matter what we've done in life, he said that he could forgive. No matter how wicked we've been, he said he could forgive. If we'll just put our faith and trust in him. While we get some song to sing, I beg you, Don't put your faith and trust in the things of man. But believe God and His Word. And each one of us, if He's knocked upon your heart, if He's let you know that your heart is not right with God, if you know that if the death angel called your number tonight, that you're not ready to meet the Lord, why not get on your knees and pray now while you have time? Because none of us knows whether we're going to live to get home or not. Not on one of us. You know, there's a gentleman in Maryland named Brother Clyde. He went to Chrome Hill Church. And he went to a singing out on Route 1 at this church. And he was sitting there on the pews, and he was up in age. I forget how old he was. But while they were singing, people around him just thought he went to sleep because his head sort of went over. And when his service was over, I think somebody even laughed about it. He's sitting there sleeping. Service over, they go over to wake him up, and he was dead. You and I, we don't even know if we're going to live to get out of this building. But if God's revealed to you that your heart's not right with Him, I beg you, get on your knees and pray. You've got this time. Don't let it slip by. While we sing. He said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open. You're the one that must open my door. My dad used to several churches that he pastored, he gave a picture that was very popular back in the 50s of Christ standing at Hart's door knocking. And upon this door there was no knob or nothing from the outside. It could only be opened from the inside. You and I, we're the one that controls whether we open that door and let Christ in or not. Will you tonight?